So what's going on with the budget hearings today and the preface of what's being talked about?
So this morning, the Minority Caucus presented an amendment package for the 2022 county budget that would have reduced taxes by over $23 million from the 2021 property tax levy. It would have done this by, transferring fund sources for programs next year. We wouldn't have cut a single program that the county executive proposed, and we would have provided the first actual property tax cut for every Erie County resident in 21 years. Unfortunately, my colleagues across the aisle voted against that amendment package and put forward an amendment package of their own that actually raises taxes $7.5 million.
So in terms of long-term picture, what does that exactly mean for the residents of Erie County?
It means the residents of Erie County are going to be paying more in property taxes in 2022 than they did in 2021. Their amendment package, there's really no reason to raise taxes for 2022 when we're looking at the largest fund balance in decades, a potential $170 million surplus for 2021, and hundreds of millions of dollars in federal assistance that has come in over the past 20 months due to COVID-19. If there was ever a year that we could have lowered the tax rate or lowered the tax levy for every Erie County resident, this was the year.
So what about the stadium talks? From my understanding, they're going virtual starting next week. What led it to be going virtual instead of being in person?
They were supposed to be in-person meetings next week. The chairwoman, on her own accord, decided to change those to virtual meetings. I presume it has something to do with the increase in COVID cases. I think it allows people to attend that might have been afraid to attend. It allows people to get their voices heard still. My biggest concern is the dates of these virtual hearings. I think we should be having the hearings after the legislature has been presented any agreement. We know that there's no agreement yet. We have not been presented with an agreement. So right now, it's basically just allowing residents to opine on what they think rather than actually have any input on an agreement that's been hammered out.
And what went into the decision for one of them being on Monday when it is a Bills game on Monday Night Football, of course?
The Chairwoman Baskin set the dates and locations of every single one of those meetings. That would be a question for her.
So is there anything in terms of, a decision on whether there's going to be more talks in terms of a stadium downtown or a stadium in Orchard Park? Where is the kind of the focus going there?
Well, the legislature over a month ago now passed a resolution calling on the county executive to provide frequent updates to the legislature on the status of those talks. Unfortunately, the county executive believes that he doesn't have to follow our resolution and has refused to provide us any information on where the talks are. That's disappointing. I asked my colleagues in the Democratic majority how they felt about the county executive's decision to cut us out. They were silent. So I think they're doing a disservice to the people that we all represent. And the legislature, the body that will ultimately be voting on any agreement, should be brought into those talks or at least be given periodic updates as to the status of what's happening.
And what about the emergency authorities for Mark Polenkar? Is any update in terms of that?
The county executive continues to take authority that he believes he has from New York State. He's the only county executive across the state that has extended his emergency powers for the entire duration of the pandemic. The legislature minority caucus has called for the state to remove those authorities from the county executive. At this point, I don't anticipate that happening. We need to look at ways to make sure that the county executive, doesn't maintain this single authority over everyone. There's a legislative process that needs to be followed, and we are long past the point of emergency, and we are dealing with a pandemic that's been going on for 20 months, and we need to find a way to live within the pandemic and accept that it's part of our life now and find ways to get government back to the business of what we're supposed to be doing, which is representing the people that live in Erie County.